Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Andrea Bodwin from Hardy Eats in Shelburne Falls. My understanding is that you are like what fast food should be.
Yeah, we're trying to make it fast and affordable and allow people to eat well every meal, whether they're in a hurry or, you know, whatever they've got going on, they can still get food that's made well, that's organic, that's in season. So we're trying to make our food taste really good so that people are first attracted to that. And then our entire menu is gluten-free, which can sound a little scary. But so our entire menu is gluten-free, dairy-free, sugar-free, and we put in GMO-free. We are really dedicated to making all of our ingredients organic and locally sourced. So all of our produce is locally sourced, and we aspire to source like our beans locally, maybe someday our rice locally. There are people working on that front. But we don't use lemons or limes. We don't use anything that doesn't grow locally.
So like no olive oil?
Well, we put the line at produce because we're trying to function.
You need to have some things.
Right. Yeah. Right. And some things travel better than others. I think produce is really important because it's growing in the environment by which we are living in. So eating warming roots in the winter, eating cool cucumbers and tomatoes in the summer, there's kind of, when the food grows in our environment, it gives us what we need for that season.
And the thing that's interesting about Hardy Eats is that, you know, this is not a franchise, right?
Not yet.
This is, a little bit of a hint there. So this is something that you decided you wanted to do, like a mission? How did you come up with this idea, and what made you want to do this?
I kind of come with an accounting background.
Which is unusual. Most people launch a business and discover they know nothing about accounting.
Yeah, right.
And I can't say that I ever really fit in the accounting world, but I did muscle through it and I learned a lot, and I ended up, you know, kind of being in management consulting and doing a lot of traveling.
Yeah.
And that basically caught up with me. And I had my own health problems from that.
Yeah, because when you're in an airport, I always feel like, it's my free pass to get a Big Mac now.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. There was nothing else.
Yeah.
I went to Sparrow's 15 times.
Yeah, and you're just eating out all the time.
Yeah.
And most restaurants, they're putting sugar in their food.
Yeah.
They're making it rich. And that was one of our big challenges, was how do you make the food taste good without using all of these easy ingredients.
It smells really good right now, I have
to. Yeah, well, let's dig in a little bit here.
So
that one says 413 written on it.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's our area code.
Oh, I know what that is, but I thought that might be you're calling it something influenced by 413.
Yeah, so like all of our dishes have a name that reflects the culture that they're influenced by.
Uh-huh.
So we're trying to figure out how to deliver a vegan meal, so to speak, without being like rice and beans and vegetables and a sauce and like,
right,
and give people an anchoring identity that they can relate to. Oh, I know what curry is.
Yes.
Oh, I know what falafel is.
Right.
So the 413 was, you know, it has the miso from South River Miso and horseradish, maple syrup in the dressing.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the places that sugar shows up in our food.
Yeah. Maple, though.
Right.
Come on, everybody gets that a pass.
Here you're doing high quality local ingredients, fresh and served up in a way that someone can pick it up or eat it in the restaurant. How do you manage to keep it affordable?
One is that we do casual counter service. So we really strive to keep our labor cost as low as possible. We have a team mindset where we really help out and cross-utilize as much as we can. Like, I'll get the front of house when it's slow to wash and tip carrots or something.
Uh-huh. You got time to clean. You got time to clean.
Exactly. Making the commitment to organic. I think we pay a lot more for like our condiments. And, you know, like our deep fryers use rice bran oil that runs us, I think it's at about $12 a gallon right now. So we change our oil twice a week.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And that's $150 every time we change it.
Wow.
And we're committed to that because we know how much better our food is for doing that.
Mm-hmm. But you're an accountant, so you're figuring out how to make this work, right?
Right. So organic costs more every time, and that's a cost that we've incurred. But by keeping our menu a plant-based menu, it really helps offset our ability to offer really high-quality ingredients for around a $10 price point.
So you go in there, and I'm looking at the menu right here. Everything for lunch is like, their fish and chips is 15, but pretty much everything else is 10 or less.
Right. Yeah, and the fish we only run on the weekends as a special, and that kind of helps us reflect our kind of values in terms of sustainable practices.
Oh, I thought you meant your values, like you grew up Catholic and you have to eat fish on Friday like
well,
I
Well, ironically, all. Yeah.
Well, I had a bite of that 4-on-3 and that was outstanding.
Yeah.
Is that the falafel?
This is the falafel.
I got to go.
And we should let people know again that this is the only time you'll deliver anywhere is to Monty at the radio station. Yeah.
But you'll deliver whenever I ask.
Yeah. Being in Shelburne Falls, we've really added a great dynamic to people will call ahead or just stop in on their way home from work and they can just pick up dinner and head home with it, and they're eating well. You know, they're not getting a pizza.
And this falafel are so crispy and good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I am not lying. This stuff is like, first of all, it looks amazing. It's just so bright and colorful.
Yeah, yeah.
But it tastes incredible.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you delivered to me.
Yeah.
Me
and I hope you open in Northampton so that I can come to you for lunch more frequently.
Yeah.
Andrea Bodwin from Hearty Eats in Shelburne Falls and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, buylocalfood.org.